实用英语综合教程练习册第三册
Practical English Course Workbook 3
由上海交通大学电子音像出版社录制出版
Unit 1 Extreme Sports
极限运动
Part 1 Listening Comprehension Directions This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 3 sections. Section A Directions This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it.After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example, you will hear,
Are you catching the 12:50 flight to New York?
No, I'll leave this evening.
Question, what are the 2 persons talking about?
You will read
A. New York City B. An evening party C. An air trip D. The man's job.
From the dialogue, we learn that the man is to take a flight to New York.Therefore, C, an air trip, is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now the test will begin. 1. We are driving to Charlotte this weekend for skydiving. Will you come?
I'm afraid I can't. I've got an essay due next Monday.
Question. Why can't the woman go skydiving?2. Mike asks me to try bungee jumping at the Royal Gorge Bridge.
Seriously? You know what? It's the highest bungee jumps on Earth. I don't think it's a good choice for beginners.
Question. What can you learn from this dialogue?
3. Are there any extreme sports societies on your campus?
Yeah, I am a member of the Rock Climbing Society.
Question, what can you learn from the conversation? 4. You're really amazing on the skateboard. When did you start to learn it?
Since college. I joined the skateboard club on campus, and we had a professional coach teach us.
Question,What can you learn from this dialogue? 5. The men who can do parkour are so charming. I do hope you could learn it.
Oh my! I believe the men who read a lot are charming indeed.
Question. What can you learn from this conversation?Section B, Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short conversations. There are 2 recorded conversations in it. After each conversation, there are some recorded questions. Both the conversations and questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D,given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Conversation 1.
Hi, Jason. How are you doing?
Hi, Chris. I'm great. How about you?
I'm good. I heard you joined a cave diving club. It sounds a bit scary to me. Why do you take this sport?
Oh, Chris, it's not that scary at all. You know, it's really awesome. Underwater caves are extremely beautiful. They offer clear water and beautiful view that divers cannot see or enjoy elsewhere. And it is free from wind, waves and surge.
Really? Do you have any coaches to train you before you getting started to dive?
Yeah, definitely. It's still a kind of extreme sports, so training before is very necessary.
Are there any good places in our Florida for cave diving?
Yeah, there are a lot of places to go. We often go to Jackson Blue, which is located just outside the town of Mariana, Florida.
Cool. Probably I'll join you someday.
Sure, you should. You won't regret.
Question 6. What sport are they talking about?
Question 7. Which of the following is not the reason for the man taking that sport?
Question 8. Where does the man normally take that sport? Hi, Jason. How are you doing?
Hi, Chris. I'm great. How about you?
I'm good. I heard you joined a cave diving club. It sounds a bit scary to me. Why do you take this sport?
Oh, Chris, it's not that scary at all. You know, it's really awesome. Underwater caves are extremely beautiful. They offer clear water and beautiful view that divers cannot see or enjoy elsewhere. And it is free from wind, waves and surge.
Really? Do you have any coaches to train you before you getting started to dive?
Yeah, definitely. It's still a kind of extreme sports, so training before is very necessary.
Are there any good places in our Florida for cave diving?
Yeah, there are a lot of places to go. We often go to Jackson Blue, which is located just outside the town of Mariana, Florida.
Cool. Probably I'll join you someday.
Sure, you should. You won't regret.
Question 6. What sport are they talking about?
Question 7. Which of the following is not the reason for the man taking that sport?
Question 8. Where does the man normally take that sport? Conversation 2.
So, Beth, how was the snowboarding this weekend?
Oh, it was awesome. The snow was beautiful and it was warm and sunny out.
Is that what you look for in a snowboarding adventure? Is the weather the key point? Or what else makes it a lot of fun?
Definitely the weather, but also the company. It's really fun to go out with friends who like to ride in the same areas that you like.
So how good are you? Are you, like, doing a bunch of tricks and aerials and all kinds of crazy stuff? Or are you more like a straightforward, go-down-the-hill kind of rider?
Well, I like to go down challenging hills, like the Black Hills, but I'm definitely inspired by people who can go through the snowboard parks and they do all these neat tricks. And I'm sort of scared of the park and all the crazy jumps.
Have you ever been hurt snowboarding?
Well, I always wear a helmet, so luckily I haven't been hurt yet.
That's good to hear.
Question 9. What are important factors making snowboarding a lot of fun, according to Beth?
Question 10. How good is Beth in snowboarding? So, Beth, how was the snowboarding this weekend?
Oh, it was awesome. The snow was beautiful and it was warm and sunny out.
Is that what you look for in a snowboarding adventure? Is the weather the key point? Or what else makes it a lot of fun?
Definitely the weather, but also the company. It's really fun to go out with friends who like to ride in the same areas that you like.
So how good are you? Are you, like, doing a bunch of tricks and aerials and all kinds of crazy stuff? Or are you more like a straightforward, go-down-the-hill kind of rider?
Well, I like to go down challenging hills, like the Black Hills, but I'm definitely inspired by people who can go through the snowboard parks, and they do all these neat tricks, and I'm sort of scared of the park and all the crazy jumps.
Have you ever been hurt snowboarding?
Well, I always wear a helmet, so luckily I haven't been hurt yet.
That's good to hear.
Question 9. What are important factors making snowboarding a lot of fun, according to Beth?
Question 10. How good is Beth in snowboarding? Section C. Directions. This section is to test your ability to comprehend short passages. You will hear a recorded passage. After that, you will hear 5 questions. Both the passage and the questions will be read 2 times. When you hear a question, you should complete the answer to it with a word or a short phrase, in no more than 3 words. The questions and incomplete answers are printed in your test paper. You should write your answers on the answer sheet correspondingly. Now listen to the passage.
First reading.
Bungee jumping is an activity that involves jumping from a tall structure while connected to a large elastic cord. The tall structure is usually a fixed object, such as a building, bridge, or crane. But it is also possible to jump from a movable object, such as a hot air balloon or helicopter, that has the ability to hover above the ground. The thrill comes from the free falling and the rebound. When the person jumps, the cord stretches and the jumper flies upwards again as the cord recoils and continues to swing up and down. The first modern bungee jumps were made on the 1st of April 1979 from the 250-foot, 76-metre Clifton Suspension Bridge in Bristol by members of the Oxford University Dangerous Sports Club. The jumpers were arrested shortly after.
Question 11. What kind of activity is bungee jumping?
Question 12. What kind of structure can be chosen to jump from for bungee jumpers?
Question 13. Can movable objects be chosen to jump from for bungee jumpers?
Question 14. Where does the thrill of bungee jumping come from?
Question 15. What happened to those first modern bungee jumpers? Second reading.
Bungee jumping is an activity that involves jumping from a tall structure while connected to a large elastic cord. The tall structure is usually a fixed object, such as a building, bridge, or crane. But it is also possible to jump from a movable object, such as a hot air balloon or helicopter, that has the ability to hover above the ground. The thrill comes from the free falling and the rebound. When the person jumps, the cord stretches and the jumper flies upwards again as the cord recoils and continues to swing up and down. The first modern bungee jumps were made on the 1st of April 1979 from the 250-foot, 76-metre Clifton Suspension Bridge in Bristol by members of the Oxford University Dangerous Sports Club. The jumpers were arrested shortly after.
Question 11. What kind of activity is bungee jumping?
Question 12. What kind of structure can be chosen to jump from for bungee jumpers?
Question 13. Can movable objects be chosen to jump from for bungee jumpers?
Question 14. Where does the thrill of bungee jumping come from?
Question 15. What happened to those first modern bungee jumpers?